Industry never seems to stop coming out with new ways information technology can help improve commerce and customer service. Now, some new research has uncovered ways federal agencies can more readily take advantage of these new products and services. Joining me with more, Ira Entis, Director of Strategic Solutions and Emerging Technologies at Accenture Consulting. Ira, good to have you on.
Great to be here.
Tell us about the research you did, Driving Results Through Effective Partnerships. There is some new work done with the Partnership for Public Service. What were you really trying to explore here?
Well, with the new administration, we wanted to focus on different techniques and lessons learned from the past on effectively adopting technology at scale for federal agencies. And so unlike research in the past that's been specifically focused on the CIO and really enabling new CIOs, we work with the partnership to interview a range of stakeholders and focus on lessons learned for both new CIOs, but also non-technical leaders inside of the administration on how to effectively partner with their technology and non-technology peers, specifically with the focus of driving technology adoption effectively.
And of course, technology means something so different. It's much more democratized maybe than it was 5 years ago, and then it was much more democratized than 5 years before that. Does that play a factor into it, the ubiquity of technology?
Well, it sure does. I think that with each change of administration and certainly every year, even quarter that passes, the availability of cost-effective techniques for government to drive better service to citizens, better experiences for government employees, really to drive more efficient operations of how government operates continue to advance at significant paces. And because both the availability of these approaches that have been proven in the commercial sector and are increasingly have the potential to be adopted in the federal spaces at issue, as well as the expectations of both citizens and government employees who continue to have these extraordinary experiences in their personal lives that, you know, they don't really change their expectations when they go to work for the government or when they go to try to interact as a taxpayer.
What were some of the best practices that you found that are incorporated in this publication?
Yeah, I think that we got some great insight from the former leaders, and some of them started with going in and starting by listening. So going out and speaking with stakeholders, going on listening tours, if you will, to gain support of the different leaders, understanding what the challenges are, and avoiding the mistakes of predecessors. So I think one of the best quotes we heard was from Roger Baker, the former CIO of the Department of Veteran Affairs, who said that, you know, people have already banged their heads against that brick wall and it hurts. So learn from others, listen to the stakeholders, and develop those relationships early. It sounds like common sense, but oftentimes people don't approach it, particularly when it comes to technology adoption.
Interesting. So, yeah, banging your head against the wall, they find that it probably does hurt. And And what are some of the pairings, or maybe more than two, that constitute partnerships nowadays?
Sure. So we saw a particular focus on the partnership between the mission leaders inside of an organization and the technology leaders. You know, gone are the days where there was a wall between IT and the mission stakeholders. Mission stakeholders have to have a greater understanding of the potential impact of technology on their mission and really have to work very collaboratively with IT leaders and mission leaders to really think of how to evolve the mission accordingly. So, for instance, one of the specific insights that we heard was around focusing on an integrated and accountable governance model to manage this, which included having all the stakeholders at the table at the senior levels in the organization. And the more senior folks that were required to show up, that really that's the kind of meetings that had to be mandatory without substitutes, you know, that you needed to be to adapt that governance structure over time. But you always had to have the right people at the table that you had the best communication and strategic planning together. A second good partnership is definitely between IT and the procurement organization. And I think that that's particularly key as the types of technologies that are evolving. You know, government procurement processes were built so many years ago before there was this pace of change of technology and the new cloud-based services and as-a-service approaches to things that the IT leadership and procurement leadership really need to partner and make sure that they can get the best value for their client, which isn't always necessarily the best price, you know, the lowest prices, if you will.
We're speaking with Ira Entis. He's Managing Director for Strategic Solutions and Emerging Technologies at Accenture Consulting. And what about industry and different elements of the government as a form of partnership?
Certainly. The key insights that we heard there repeatedly was the need to not have an isolated strategy and think that an agency has all the answers to the problems, but to be proactively reaching out to industry partners for insights on best practices, for assistance on understanding the rate of adoption of new technologies. I think that that's particularly critical as the government in many areas is not leading the adoption of new technologies. It's often the commercial marketplace that has led cloud adoption, that's leading now artificial intelligence, as an example. And so learning from the successes and challenges of large institutions, whether they're banks or other critical infrastructure providers, or even the leading retail companies that are setting the pace for the kinds of experiences that citizens are expecting, because that's what they get as consumers, are critical. And one of the best ways to do that is to work with companies like Accenture, of course, that are specifically focused on both serving the federal government at scale, but also bring wealth of insights as to what the leading brands and leading corporations in the United States are doing to solve these problems.
And some of the things you mentioned that are coming into the whole IT picture, artificial intelligence, cloud, agile development, implies a very important shift, I think, and that is that the hardware is no longer where most people are focusing talent and development on in terms of users. And as more computing moves to the cloud providers care about the hardware. And so that changes the mix of talents needed by a lot of federal agencies. And how is that affecting the human capital side of this?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that opens critical needs for leaders at all levels inside of federal agencies to think about this talent equation and how they need to evolve over time, to think about the critical need to retool elements of the workforce from a technology perspective to take advantage of these next generations of technologies, but also, frankly, to think about what does it take to deliver a mission to citizens, to the employees, and really to the taxpayers with the evolved, aggressive use of technology that can often have very significant positive productivity impacts on the level of employees that are needed to deliver the mission. And so, you know, particularly with things like artificial intelligence, we see this tremendous opportunity on the horizon to rethink the way that government executes parts of its mission, even in a constrained, increasingly constrained potential budget environment where government has the potential to literally do more with less, which has been one of the, of course, visions of computing from its inception. And in the process, it's going to be not just the technology evolution, but it's going to be the evolution of how the missions are delivered. And so instead of thinking about IT and mission as silos, particularly siloed budgets, if you think about it in more totality through a partnership, then you're able to perhaps increase IT investments sometimes to be able to optimize the spend elsewhere.
And how do you get the word out now to the new teams that are somewhat in place in the agencies during transition and the new administration? How are you going to get the word out for thinking about partnerships in this manner?
You know, that's where we have an opportunity through certainly programs like yours, through our partnership with the Partnership for Public Service that has such exceptional reach and is a great bridge between the public sector and private industry to really get this word out. And then, you know, about these approaches. And then specifically within agencies, a lot of what we talk about in the report is making sure that there's a strategic vision for the organization and that leaders effectively guide their agencies to adopt common solutions and shared services where appropriate to, again, continue to evolve and to have a bigger perspective about their macro agencies, not just their slice of the mission.
Ira Entis is Managing Director of Strategic Solutions and Emerging Technologies at Accenture Consulting. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We'll have a link to the white paper and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.